Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger.
The greatest of all time.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, enjoying the music. I hope you are. Thanks for being part of our day. I'm enjoying the show. I hope you are, too. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great time with our good friend Debbie Meyer, one of the great business entrepreneurs of our time, a great inventor. You see her on television, on what channel is that now again, Debbie?
On HSN. I'm a regular brand.
HSN. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've said for a long time that the first person who invented the television home shopping network was the genius of our time, because he gave women an opportunity to watch television, shop, use a credit card, and then call in and talk about it. Debbie, how much more genius is that?
I don't know, but I wish I was the one who did that one.
I do too. I mean that's the hat trick, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's a very interesting business model, and it's been very good to me.
So, okay, so we're talking about not needing to reinvent yourself. You don't have to, you know, maybe you don't have to reinvent. Maybe you don't have to look at yourself and say, okay, I'm all wrong. I need to fix myself because it's the new year. Maybe you just need to look at things from a more granular standpoint. But also, Debbie, you know, look at things that you actually can make adjustments to. I mean, sometimes we bite off more than our discipline will allow us to chew, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And
if I said I want to lose 25 pounds, you know, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, but 5 pounds might be doable, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I always look at things in doable chunks. I used to say to my son when he was very little, and he'd say, that's too much or that's too big to eat. And I'd say, well, if you tried to stuff the whole thing in your mouth, you'd choke. But if you take one bite, that's a start. So, you know, that's how you can look at your business as well. And I say don't reinvent, revitalize. I think maybe take a new look. Sorry?
I'm listening. Hello? Go ahead. You're doing good.
I said take a new look at things. Maybe take a greater role in more areas of your business than you have. And I've often told people with young businesses that they have to know everything about their business. Take the time to do the research so that when you do go to people like your accountant and your lawyer, who is another person I think you should have and have a consultation with on a regular basis, you can ask intelligent questions and make informed decisions. Not just simply, I think you should take good advice, but you need to, when you're going to act on advice, you need to have some basis for using that advice. You can't just be an automaton that takes the words of somebody else and acts on those. So there's a lot of understanding what your business is supposed to do. Maybe you want to open new markets. You don't have to take everybody's advice, but you should take some good advice. And maybe here's the time to have a renewed sense of what you want your business to be.
You know, Debbie, if your business is languishing, if you think maybe if you built any kind of an organization, or really even if you haven't, but you've got a business and it just doesn't seem to be going anywhere, one of the things I'd like to recommend you consider is maybe you're the reason why it's not going anywhere, and it's because you're having to do everything, you're trying to do too many things, and I think, if I could give one revitalization tip for the new year, Debbie, it's something that I've been talking about for a long time, and that's to tell the owners of the businesses to find at least one job you can fire yourself from that you formerly thought only you could do that maybe now is not true anymore. Fire yourself from that job. Find somebody else to take it. Hire somebody else to take that job. Give it to them completely. And then go hire yourself to do something that nobody else can do. What do you think?
Well, do you remember that old phrase, jack of all trades and master of none?
That's right.
Although you should know and be aware of all segments of your business, you are absolutely correct. You should not feel as though you are the only one who can handle all sectors of your business.
Well, that step I was just talking about will allow you to do exactly what you're talking about, because that job you hire yourself to do that nobody else can do, that's the job you're going to give to somebody a year from now. You know all about it.
That's right. And you know what they should be doing, and you know what the results should be. That's what.
Right.
That's why you have to be educated about your entire business. I'll tell you, there isn't a check that is written, there isn't a penny that goes out of my business that I don't know about. There isn't anything that we buy or purchase.
But yet you don't. You have employees, and you don't impede their growth or the growth of the company. What you're talking about is oversight. You're not talking about overmanagement.
Right. And now, granted, in the beginning, you may not be able to hire people, but that's okay. You can do things by consultation. You can do things by project. And maybe the bookkeeping isn't your cup of tea, but there are people who will enter your information for you on an hourly basis. You know, you don't have to feel as though all the money is going into retainers and big, you know, expenses to these people. Even an accountant and a lawyer will do consultations by the hour. It's not hard to do, and it really gives you a renewed sense of what is going on and what maybe you should do that you haven't been doing. Like maybe you need to set up some trusts. Maybe you need to set up some a will that covers your business.
Right.
You know,
right.
Very important.
Debbie, I gotta take a quick break. Give us the website, please.
It's DebbieMeyer.com, and my Facebook page is Debbie Meyer Solutions.
All right. M-E-Y-E-R, by the way, Debbie with an I-E. Quick break. Stay with us 10 till. I'm Jim Blassing, and we'll be right back with the lady who made the magical cake taker.
I want to be with you everywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.